Worship Radio 247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We begin a brand new series on the Hour One Nugget today of trusting in God, and we're at part one. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful series, this. I can feel it already. Trusting in God. What does that conjure up in your mind already? Trusting in God. Well, what I intend to do is look at loads and loads of different passages of scripture about trusting in God. And we start today in Proverbs in the Old Testament, chapter 3. And we're looking today at 5 and 6, verses 5 and 6. It says this: Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. I love this. I love this verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. You know, just think about this for a second. Trust. What does it conjure up in your mind to trust someone? We trust one another in relationships. We trust our friends. And sometimes when trust breaks down, the friendship breaks down. The communication between us breaks down because the trust has gone, or the trust was never there to begin with. Well, we need to have that trust in God. And many, many, many Christians around the world, believe you me when I say this, do not trust in God. And the reason they don't trust in God is because they don't know how to. And if they're not trusting in God, and I'll turn this from them to you, if you're not trusting in God, then I have to question the veracity of your relationship with Almighty God. But there again, all of us fall down. All of us are weak. I'm going to tell you something that has happened only a few moments ago. Just a few moments ago, I was talking to a friend of mine, part of the prayer team. And I was saying to her, you know, this worship event that we've got on the 12th of April, coming up in Brentwood in Essex, we have very few people so far registered, and very few so far have actually bought their tickets or ordered their tickets. And I said to her, I'm beginning to wonder whether or not I heard wrong. Perhaps God doesn't want me to do this event at all. And she said to me, do you trust God? And I said, yes. She said, do you really trust God? Because if God has told you to do this event, He's told you to do it for a reason. If you are certain of His will in this situation, then He's told you to do it for a reason. And that is so true. That is so true. Even on the minutest of things, sometimes we don't trust God. I'm beginning to have to trust God for some finance very, very soon. Otherwise, we could find ourselves in quite an embarrassing situation financially. It's all about trust. It's all about knowing God's will and doing God's will and trusting in Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means trust God in absolutely everything, with everything about you. You're going through something that is very, very difficult. You're going through a financial strain. You've just heard a report from the doctor saying that you've got a problem. You've just come back from the doctor's office and he has said to you, well, actually, you only have 3 months to live. You might have been searching for employment for years, and still you've not been able to find any employment. How hard have you been praying about employment? How hard have you been trying? All of these things matter. But do you trust God to come through for you? I can remember watching a movie, Bruce Almighty it was called, where this character decided that he could do God's job better than God could do it himself. And so he attempted to do it, and he tried to computerize it, and he realized he fell down miserably. He couldn't do it. He could not do the job. Suddenly he got this computer going, and all the prayers that came in were shifted into this computer, and Bruce just said yes to all the prayers. And there was disaster in the world because of it. Then he said, okay, I'll say no then. And then there was disaster in the world because of it. You see, God doesn't treat us that way. He doesn't treat us all the same way. He treats us all individually. Every single one of us is individual for Him. Every single one of us is individual. Every single one of our needs are completely different. If you have more than one child, you'll know that being a parent and having more than one child, each one of your children always requires something different to the other. It's not the same. You can't do the same for one that you do for the other. You can give the same gifts if they're the same sort of age, that for sure. But they have different needs. They need to be talked to in a different way. They've got different brains. And that is how God Almighty Himself looks at us. We're all of us, every one of us, we are individual. And He has to treat us as individuals and does treat us individually. Look what it says right after that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Then it says, do not depend on your own understanding. In other words, if you think the outcome of what you're praying for, if what you're trusting in God for, is going to be the way you think it's going to be, then it's not. Because the writer to Proverbs is saying to you very clearly, Solomon is saying this, do not depend on your own understanding. Why are we getting that wise decision? Why are we getting that wise, what's the word I'm looking for? That wise phrase, if you will. Why? Quite simply, because it's the truth. If you think that God is going to answer your prayer the way you want Him to answer it, think again. If you're asking for finance, if you think that that money is just going to drop through the letterbox, think again, it might not. You have no idea how God is going to help you out of this financial crisis. You have no idea how He's going to help you find a job. You have got no idea how He's going to heal you, when He's going to heal you, and where. You have no idea. All you need to do is say, I'm praying for this. That's it. Just imagine a little baby, a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, looking toward mommy and daddy. He doesn't need to know whether he's going to get fed, because he knows he's going to get fed, mostly. He knows that he's going to get warmth. He knows that he's going to be tucked nice and gently in his cot. He is not worried at all about the future because he is trusting in his parents. He does it automatically without even thinking. He doesn't even think about it. And beloved, that is where we need to be. Exactly there. We need to know that our God is our Heavenly Father, and He is going to provide our needs. Why? Because we trust Him automatically and we don't even have to think about it. Finally, seek His will in all you do. Seek His will, beloved, in every aspect of your life. And He'll show you the path to take. You see, if you're praying for a job right now, if you're saying, Almighty God, I need a job so desperately, seek His will in that job. Say to Him, Father, I'm not going to do anything unless You want me to do it. As I was saying about this event we have coming up, Worship Radio 247, A Time to Worship, the event on the 12th of April in Brentwood in Essex, what we're saying is, Lord, this is Your will. We are doing Your will. So therefore, I trust that the people are going to come. There's no point otherwise. Why would God Almighty want me to set this up and pay out a load of money to find out actually that was not what he wanted in the first place? No point at all. And therefore, I trust that he will do what he said he would do. And what he said he would do at that event is that all people would see his glory. All people would see his glory. And so I give it to him, and I give him the finances. Are you going to join me and trust our Father? Pray with me now. Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are and for what you've done in our lives. Father, we say now, we will trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. We need to trust and obey. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.